Welcome to the City of Refuge podcast, where our mission is to equip a diverse community of Christ followers to make him known.
Good morning. Thank you, Music Ministry. I love that song. And the last one, "My life is not my own, I give myself to you," that really should be the topic of today's sermon. And actually, I don't even like to use the word sermon, because that raises expectations, and I want to try to keep expectations a little low this morning. So this is round two from what happened last week. You may remember Elijah Culpepper started the conversation about stewardship. And that conversation began with him really setting the stage about the why of stewardship. And I loved his language. He said, "Stewardship should come out of an abundance of gratitude, than to give it, and to give it in a way that glorifies God," right? So that is the why behind the idea of stewardship. And today, what we want to do is focus really on the how. We want it to be really practical, and this is really more of a workshop than a sermon. Again, keeping expectations low. I have my whiteboards here that we're going to be going through. And for the kids, the young people that are watching, I need your help on some things, because we're going to need to draw some things together. So any young person under the age of 85, I need you to go get a pen or pencil and a piece of paper, because we're going to draw this. And all those that are closer to the age of 85, I'm going to give you a little bit longer time to get your pencil and paper. But this is what we're going to be doing today. So, Elijah started the conversation about stewardship with the why. Today, hope you can see this, we're going to talk about the barriers to stewardship. And we're going to do that by focusing on a couple of barriers in particular. One is this question about whose stuff is it? And then the second one is what I call know your enemy. We'll get into that. And then the last one, I want to leave you all with a plan, a game plan that I call daily tending, which allows you to guide yourself and to hopefully grow in your level of stewardship. So, Nikki, do you mind putting on Galatians 6 for me, 6:9? Let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. At the proper time we will reap a harvest if we do not give up. This story and this conversation is really about barriers to stewardship, an idea that we actually, we give up, we quit on some of the barriers, on some of the stewardship opportunities that we have. And so I hope you have your pens and paper ready, kids, because here we go. We're gonna ready ourselves for drawing some things. The first thing we're going to draw is picking up from Elijah's conversation last week about the woman with the alabaster jar. So I'm going to draw alabaster jar, and I want you to draw this with me, all right? We've got the alabaster jar. We've got the label on it. This is very expensive perfume. You remember last week what happened, right? She then took this perfume. And what was she going to do? She was going to bless someone with it. Who was she blessing? Jaya, who was she blessing? Good. Good job, Jaya. You were paying attention last week. She was blessing Jesus. By the way, whenever there's a question in church, Jesus or Moses are usually the answers. So she was blessing Jesus. So we'll draw a quick picture of Jesus here. This is more of a representation than Jesus, of Jesus, rather than an actual picture of him. But that was what she was doing. She was blessing Jesus. But what happened in the story? There was a barrier. And the barrier came from Jesus' apostles, right? His boys, who were saying, "Hey, why are you doing that? That's not what you should be doing with that expensive perfume." Now, they had a mindset that to me is very reminiscent of a cultural mindset of, there are certain things that there's a certain way to do things, right? And so what I'm going to put here, by the way, I have possession. I'm not sure if you can see this. Possession, barrier, and blessing. The barrier here is what I will call culture or the opinion of others. Culture or others. They knew what she should do with that alabaster jar, and they were telling her to do it, but she knew something more. She actually had the right mindset. Her mindset was that this alabaster jar, not only was it not hers, but it was actually Jesus's. She was actually taking something in her possession that Jesus, God, had given her, and she was now giving it back to God. And so to me, that's kind of what may have been going through her mind, that this is not mine, this is Jesus's to begin with, so now I'm just giving it back to her, to him. And that makes it super easy to depart from the things that are in our possession when we know we're only giving it back to the owner. So that's the mindset that she had here, and that's how she overcame this barrier. She had a mindset that she was giving it back to the owner, right? Now, if you've drawn this image up, these lines down here are actually for you. This is going to be your game plan down here. So right now, I want you to think about something that's in your possession, something that maybe you behave in ways that suggest that you own it, and I want you to draw a picture of it right here. Now, for me, having thought about this a little bit, I'm going to draw a picture of our house, because I do refer to our house as something we own, that it's mine or ours, right? And here's Ben in the window right here. Hey, Ben. That's Ben. Now, this is what I say that we own. But there's actually a funny story in our house. The kids will recognize this. So one of my daughters, and I won't embarrass her by using her name, so let's just call her Olivia. All right? One of my daughters named Olivia, she came to me one time and she said, "Hey, Dad, where's my coat?" And I said, "I'm not sure if I understand what you mean." She said, "No, Dad, where's my coat? I'm cold. I need my coat." And I said, "Well, I don't understand the question." She said, "You know, the coat, the green coat with the stripes. Dad, where's my coat?" And I said, wait. "Oh, you mean my coat? Because you don't own anything. It's my coat that I let you use," right? So that's like the running joke in our house. My son was asking if he could move his bed the other day, and he said, "Hey, Dad, can I move my bed?" Oh, well, he caught himself. "Dad, can I move your bed?" So we take it to a little bit of an extreme in our house, but it's the idea that nothing is ours, and frankly, I'm at fault for messaging to my kids that some of this stuff is mine, and none of it is ours, right? All of this could be used to bless someone else, including our home. I'm going to add one more up here, which is a guitar. All right, guitar. We'll come back to this in a minute. So I hope you now have something that you feel that you can potentially look at giving in some way, right? Using to bless someone else. Okay, enough of that. Oh, I missed some steps here. Sorry about that. Wanted to define stewardship. We'll go back and then we'll come back to the pictures. Stewardship is the careful and responsible management of something entrusted in your care. Careful and responsible management. And again, remember here, Elijah gave several examples. Our money, our time, our relationships, our influence. A lot of things that we normally don't think about. But I'm going to add to it our clothes, our car, our house, our food, everything that we have is something that we are holding in stewardship for Christ. Responsible and careful ownership of that. Great. All right, let's go now to, now do you have this picture drawn, folks? Kids under 85? Okay, because the second one is going to be a little trickier. The second one is what I call know your enemy in the second part of our, second part of our work here. Know your enemy. Those that know me know that in our home, we don't have a television. And that's intentional. That's on purpose. Because I know something that most people know, but maybe they don't think about it. And that is that we are in a pitched battle. Pitched battle for our minds. The most valuable thing, earthly thing, that God has given us is right in here between our ears. And we are in battle of it right now, but yet we invite the enemy into our home. And how do we do that? Through TV, screens, YouTube, videos, etc. Now, I'm not going to make any friends with this, and certainly my kids are rolling their eyes because we have this conversation like every day for the last 19 years. But it's true, and so let me give you some examples. So think about for a moment how many advertisements you have seen in the last, well, in your life. It's a lot, right? Now let's think about how many advertisements you've seen in the last 24 hours. The data says or suggests that that number is somewhere around 300. And every ad follows the same script. You all know this. The ad says, you're not good enough. The people in this ad are happier than you. And if you are lucky enough to buy what they have, you're going to be happy like them. You'll be good enough. That is essentially the strategy of most marketing. And do you see now, if we're trying to grow in our stewardship, that that runs directly counter to using these things to bless others? Because every ad is saying, use your things to bless yourself. Every single ad. Now, I want to also go back to more scripture on this, because it's actually really described very clearly in the four soils passage in the Bible. Jesus says in Matthew 13, verse 22, he's referring to the four soils. Oh, this is a different one. But sorry, Nikki, this is a different one. The four soils, we'll get to this in a moment. He says the seed falling among the thorns refers to someone who hears the word, but listen to this, but the worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke the word and it becomes unfruitful. The worries of this life and the deceitfulness of wealth choke it and it becomes unfruitful. So let's pressure test this. How many of you all have watched the news in the last 9 months? Has that caused you to increase the level of worry of your life? I can't imagine that the answer to that would be no, right? News aggravates our worry. It makes us afraid. It makes us suspicious. That's what it does. That's kind of the business model, right? So it aggravates the worries of this life, exactly contrary to what we're talking about here. And then the second part is the deceitfulness of wealth choke out the word. And so ads, as I mentioned a moment ago, they're constantly telling us we're not good enough, we're not beautiful enough, we're not intelligent enough, we're not valuable enough. But buy these items, and then you will become that. So if we want to grow in our stewardship, if we want to become more like the woman with the alabaster jar, we have to, at some point, do battle with this enemy that we're inviting into our homes, putting in our pockets, and treating like it is a minor thing. It is not. It runs counter to our desire and our efforts to be good stewards. Am I preaching a little bit? This is, well, it's supposed to be more of a workshop. But what I think about here, though, is I think about like this, right? So, and it's in the crosshairs of a weapon. And again, the weapon is media. You guys have heard the numerous studies about social media and how social media actually leads people to become depressed. It actually feeds a sense of hopelessness, lack of value, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, right? So I want us to be really, really clear that that enemy is lurking and it is prowling, and we got to be really careful about how we handle it, particularly families with kids. All right, let me step down from my high horse, but what I want to do here is have you put the barrier that is one that you believe troubles you or stops you from being the steward of your things that you would like to be. And so for me, I'm going to put a TV or a screen or a cell phone. So I'll put a TV. This is old school TV because I'm old enough to remember when TVs look like this. All right? That's what TVs look like. And they're about this big and about 400 pounds. All right. So that's the barrier. But again, we're going to take this at some point, and we're going to, like the alabaster jar, we're going to bless somebody. So we're going to come to that in a moment. Let me draw some more pictures. Kids, you ready for a couple more pictures? I heard David Freeman, I think. Thank you, David. Here we go. Let's draw another picture. Because now we're going to talk a little bit about this idea of these barriers and your enemy. So the first thing, I want you to tell me what this is. If you can tell what it is. What does that look like? Let me help you, because maybe you can't tell. It's a watering can. What does a watering can do? It blesses the plant. Now let's go ahead and draw a tomato plant, because all kids love tomatoes, right? All of Michelle Wu's kids love tomatoes. They have no choice. She's a big gardener, I'm sure. All right. Boy, that's a terrible looking tomato plant. But you get the idea. What is the barrier here? It's weeds. Right? Weeds always have that kind of ugly leaf, right? So this is a dandelion. Kind of a dandelion. So the weed is the barrier. Just like we talked about in Matthew 13, 22, it chokes the blessing. Let me do one more if we have room. Here we go. It's kind of fun. It's like Pictionary, isn't it? Except I can't hear your answers. So speak them a little louder, please. I can't quite hear them. What is this? Hairbrush? No. No, it's a toothbrush. Close. What does a toothbrush do? It blesses the teeth, which I didn't leave room for. Right? Blesses the teeth. It's kind of looking like a little face there, isn't it? All right, I'm sorry. I'm off task. So, toothbrush blesses the teeth. What gets in the way of blessing the teeth? Candy, right? Or the thing that I'm going to put here. Can you even see that, Bo? Is this too small? A marshmallow. Even though there's no organic material in this item, it's still delicious. And it gets in the way of us blessing our teeth. Now, here is the last part I'm going to ask you to do. What is the item? What is the thing, the person, the organization that you want to bless with whatever you put over here? Because this is the game plan, y'all. This is where we're now starting the process of deciding we're going to do something. Now, this could be the church. It could be a Star of Hope. It could be an individual. But I need you to draw a picture of who you're going to take this item to and bless, even if it's something small, because the size of it is not the issue. In fact, let's go to that point. Now our plan. How do we make sure that this becomes more normal in our life? We have to have a plan, and we call it the daily tending plan. Galatians 6 talks about not becoming weary, not giving up. And the reason we oftentimes give up is because we do two things. One, we underestimate what we're capable of over the long term, and we overestimate what we're capable of in the short term. Let me show what I mean by that. This is the fruit that we're hoping to build, and this is time. What we tend to think when we say, okay, we're going to now be a steward, we're going to bless someone with the things in our possession, we say we're going to get on it right away, and we're going to see the immediate fruit. And that means, like, immediately we're going to start seeing benefit, we're going to start seeing some sort of return on our effort, but this is not how it actually works. What actually service looks like is like this. There's a long period of time when there's not much progress, you don't see any actual benefit, and then you hit a tipping point and it starts to go exponential. And here is when you see the fruit. I'm reminded of how many times in the Bible it talks about gardening. Because every gardener knows this intuitively. You've got to do the daily work. You've got to weed. You've got to water. If you're brushing your teeth, you got to do it every single day. This is the pathway towards stewardship in a way that creates incredible amount of fruit, but we've got to create a system. Now, my favorite quote, one of my favorite quotes, is we don't rise, I'm not sure if you can see this, we don't rise to our goals, we fall to our systems. What I'm trying to build today is a bit of a system where you now have defined something that you are going to begin to share and give. You've identified the barrier, but now you know some ways to overcome it, and now you're going to bless some individual, again, church, a nonprofit, whatever it may be. This is the system that we've got to keep focusing on. And this system has components to it. This is the last slide for today. The plan or the system is take this paper that you just drew on, and we can't let ourselves forget it. If we want to improve our stewardship, this needs to be something that we see and we pray on a consistent basis, because these barriers are going to be out there every day fighting us. So my recommendation is take this, tape it to your bathroom mirror, so that every day when you are brushing your teeth, you see that and you say a prayer, Lord, help me become a better steward of these items in my possession. They're not mine. Help me to bless this individual or this group that I put out here, right? And for me, guitar, I'm actually now kicking around the idea of volunteering or offering my terrible guitar services to the church in some way. Maybe I'm teaching someone. Maybe I'm up here making the band worse. I don't know, but there's something there. Our home, can we use that home to bless our church in some way that's far bigger than what we're doing now? These are the things that I'm wrestling with, and it's going to require time. And then the last piece of this is you tape it to the mirror, you date it so that you know you can see the time progression. Then you tell a friend. We do not live in isolation. We cannot do much in isolation. Let me close up here. Tell a friend. This is supposed to be a phone. It looks like a half-eaten donut, maybe. It's a phone. Here's a more updated phone. Tell a friend what your plan is. Pray on it. And then you got to make the first move. Go ahead and make the first move. Decide that you're going to actually give something. Decide you're going to volunteer for that service activity. But then every time you see this on your mirror, you pray on it and you make sure that that is a part of your daily plan. So I hope that helps to bring Elijah's why and now bring us down to a how. And I hope to hear more about the different ways that you guys are taking your gifts and blessing others with it. That's the idea of stewardship. So with that, let's go ahead and close it with a quick prayer. Father God, thank you for the repeated messages in the Bible about gardening and farming and how small efforts lead to big outcomes if we're consistent, if we do not grow weary, if we do not quit. Help us to maintain our motivation through community, through a plan to become better stewards of these incredible gifts that you have given us. We thank you for this. In your Son Jesus' name we pray, amen.